Ding dong. Hello?
This is Basic Sky to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps. And this is your Royal Rumble preview. We were gone last week, but we are back. And we've got a lot to cover. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And do you want to start high? Or should we get our grievances out of the way first?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, why don't we talk with...
Liv Morgan has not been wrestling for a while.
Mickey James is champion.
Yeah.
We were gone last week, so we didn't get a chance to talk about this. But I was very surprised. I really thought it was her last rodeo.
Yeah, same. But we were talking about it. It'd be cool for her to win the title and possibly show up
at Royal Rumble, just like, because she did
before. I just
keep
on hyping myself up for more and more, and it'll ultimately let me down because it's not going to live up to how I've hyped myself up for it.
Probably not.
But if she can show up and they call her Knockouts World Champion and rectify the bullshit that they did last year, that'd be cool. Have her stay around for a little while, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, but I'm super surprised. Jordynne Grace is huge. How do they let her lose? See where we go from here. But I'm sure it's going to be another rivalry with Tasha, because that's who she's
had like this
forever feud with
in cool. Impact.
I
yeah.
love their rivalry.
Yeah, Tasha's so like ruthless yeah. with her. But yeah, so Mickey. Oh, very cool. I'm glad she's not leaving. She's not going anywhere. She's Wolf of Wall Streeting it.
Yeah. She shouldn't. She's so good. When she was like even floating the prospect of it, I'm like, why?
Like, you can't stop now. She has to go forever. She has to be like Mae Young through a table.
She still looks so good. And like in the ring in general. And yeah, I don't want her to lose. She needs to fight all the world champions as far as I'm concerned.
She needs to go on a world tour. She's got the title.
Yeah.
Well, that's later, Sasha's debut match, I guess.
Who?
Oh, sorry. I pulled a U. Mercedes. That's going to be a while, but we are recording on her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah,
good karma here.
Not if you can't remember.
Not if I can't remember her name.
Commercial came out last week. I don't think. Yeah, we didn't record last week. Sasha's going to definitely show up in Mandalorian 3, so I'm stoked for that. Wait, Mercedes. Because that'll be actually Mercedes.
Yeah.
As opposed to Monet. And yeah. So yeah, we get more Mercedes in Star Wars too. She gets that Pat Disney check again.
Yeah.
Letting her fund her dreams for another couple years.
Before
she can wrestle in Japan for another year before she has to come back.
Before she comes back and has like our dream matches with Bayley and Becky
actually,
and Charlotte.
War games. We have the horsewomen in war. There's so much money in that. Like, figure it out, guys. Horsewoman versus Rhea and Becky.
I know.
Versus Rhea and Raquel and Bianca.
Rhea, Raquel, Bianca.
And
Candace.
Sure. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It could even just be the three of them versus the four of them, and I would love it.
It'd be an even matchup. Well, I'm going to just take us on a little dip here. Let's talk about AEW. and then we'll write it back up.
No. I'm actually going to counter this dip. I read and thought it was ridiculous, and upon further evaluation, cannot refute it outright. AEW's women has been booked better than WWE's since the last pay-per-view.
I mean, it has been a little consistent. We've seen a story follow through with Ruby and Willow.
Right.
I'm guessing.
And like, now that we've actually seen all that stuff and some of it come home, like, you can see where the argument can be made there.
I can see where the argument can be made, but I can't say
WWE like in total, because
somehow the booking. Yeah.
Shawn Michaels is pulling the best women's booking out of his ass.
We'll get to that in a little bit, but yeah.
Like, that shows women, again, are top for me. Yeah. Like, the most intriguing for me. And it really goes to show, like, it's definitely booking, but it's also how talented they are, and they're not resting on any, like, names is the cool thing.
Yeah.
Where WWE, very much this last month, was just like, hey, it's going to be Becky and Bayley, and who gives a shit if they half-ass it and phone it in, and we don't give them any fucking time at all, because you're going to watch it anyways, right? And I'm not complaining about Monday. I actually loved Monday as opposed to everybody else. But
back.
I'm saying, like, they are trying to rest on this star power that they have, and if you look at the top of their, like, top of their rosters compared across each other, what's Rhea doing? She's body slamming Luke Gallows and fighting Akira Tozawa. That does nothing for women's wrestling. That does nothing for anybody other than, like, us to get cheap laughs, which, okay, if we're only going to do it for a couple weeks, cool. But Rhea needs to move on to something. And they're foreshadowing her winning the Royal Rumble. If she doesn't, like, where the hell does she go from here?
Okay, so basically you're saying, like, strapped AEW... Bianca is booking better than WWE
yes,
right now.
Like,
okay.
Everybody on AEW is in a better position than, even if we go to where when Triple H era started, everybody in AEW now, including that belt, is in a better position than WWE was if we're starting at the starting point that they were at.
Okay.
Other than an NXT excluded, obviously.
It's still, for me anyway, doesn't change that I still don't care about any of these stories anyway.
See, I
like
do.
I see the effort. I really do see the effort, but I also am not as invested.
I am, and I'm buying in. Like, I like AEW as an alternative, especially given, like, the shit assery we've had to deal with WWE for the last few months. And I mean, not like during the Triple H era. I'm saying what led to the Triple H era and now what is happening with all this sales stuff. Like, we've had days these last few weeks where we're like, man, it sucks. Like, I don't want to be a WWE fan right now. And AEW really doesn't have any of that shit. Tony Khan got this tribute on TV that nobody would have ever thought would have been on TV because Warner Brothers said that these two people weren't allowed on there. And then Tony Khan was like, look at this community.
Yeah.
Like, and got cool shit.
I
got
can
this cool
appreciate
shit to happen.
That.
Like,
yeah. No, as a whole, yeah, I can appreciate that. But I'm talking about, like, with these women's storylines, they are still only giving time to a limited amount of them. And yeah, cool. We're getting Ruby, Willow, and Willow really, I think, is like their saving grace right now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change that, like, they're not going to expand beyond that. They can't, like, focus on more than one story right now. And Jade doesn't count because it's been the same thing. She's at 49-0. Like, that hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah.
That's just the Jade story.
And even then, it's not. Like, we found out a couple of weeks ago on Takeunder when we actually took notice, like, it's not singles matches. It's all
that
of her
too.
Matches.
It's every single match.
She's like maybe 25-0, really, when
maybe.
You're talking about singles matches. But what, like, I really do think that it's closer than it should be, given the talent on these rosters, which isn't to take away from WWE's roster, but they don't have Bianca, and they don't have Rhea, and they don't have Raquel, and they don't have Charlotte. And all of those people are better than everybody in AEW. And it's not.
Which is why it's like, then make up for it with story then.
Right. And
like,
I honestly just think they don't
have characters.
They're barely getting to it 3 years after starting their company. And that's an indictment of Tony Khan and all of them for sure. We've given ample time to that. But they're getting to it now. And like, if they are finally going to, like, I'm even still working myself into it because I'm totally ready for Tony Khan to just be like, I told you right earlier, haha, look, it's going to be the funny talkers versus the Americans. And it's not actually going to be like these outsiders versus homegrown. It's going to be homegrown Americans versus like the people.
British
and
girls.
Jamie's going to throw in with Saraya and Tony Storm. And like, just
because
the way that
the
Tony Khan so simplistically like Neanderthal brains this women's division so far, that's just me like, you're trying to use past to predict the future. But if we've turned a corner and they're going to do blood and guts with these women and they are going to do an intriguing storyline, like all these outsiders versus the women, versus the homegrown women, and Ruby has a heel turn in the middle of that and Britt has a face turn in the middle of that, that's super intriguing stuff. And that's stuff that brings eyes to your women's division in the limited amount of time that they have because they only have 3 hours a week. And one of those shows is pre-recorded.
I still think that it's such like a basic ass storyline. And of course they're going to do that because I don't want to see.
It is
I don't
a basic
storyline. I want to see Ruby with that face run, because we're finally getting like this, what I think, like who she really is. We're finally getting that now because she has to stick up for Willow, and they really didn't like give her enough chance before to do that. And so, yeah, like if we're already putting them in like these groups because we can't have like a singles run that isn't Britt Baker, I don't know. It's just like not, it's just like not that special to me.
We've already had two singles runs that are in Britt Baker and Toni Storm and Jamie Hayter, but
no. But I'm just saying like not like non-title, like you brought Ruby over for a reason.
Well, here's like, that's what, honestly, the more I'm thinking about it, if that is the storyline, like I am actually getting more and more into it, because it would, the way that they were like leading up, yeah, Ruby's come back from this injury and like she's fought Ty and she's like gone through this like this ringer and everybody's ready to cheer for her. And then for her to turn her back on the AEW fans, like everybody's so amped to like, that's what I'm saying, where this storyline is basic, but there is stuff where if they give it the spots that they can really make it cool and they can really pull some cool shit out of here. Cause it's like, oh, here, you want to cheer for Ruby? Nah, fuck you. You're not going to get to, because she's going to be the heel and she's going to stomp all the people that you love in this
See,
division,
and I think,
including Willow and including like Britt Baker, who will be now a face that people in fans of AEW want to cheer for Britt.
And it's funny, cause like that feels very predictable, but I think a better way would just to like lean in with Ruby and Willow being your faces, because this division really doesn't have a lot of them. Everyone is a heel. Everyone's a badass. So like, no, I actually kind of want to see Ruby and Willow just kind of be at the top of the division and actually, you know what? And actually be friends and not turn on each other. And like,
that's
that
what wrestling
odd,
is.
No, I'm just saying like that odd couple. Oh my God. Rock and Sock. They're very much like you have Ruby badass Soho with silly ass Willow with, I don't know, she probably has some puppet in her pants, but like, I want to see like stuff like that. I want to see something a little less predictable, but I don't think that's what's going to happen, because
I don't think that this women's division is in a spot to do shit like that.
They could.
Because they don't have the buy-in of these fans yet, because every AEW fan is either they need to give the women more time, or why you give the women so much time. So if you give one fan base like, look, this is the fucking reason that we're giving them more time, and if you little by little give like try and appease the other fan, like the other fan base, get the predictable storylines out of the way, but at least you're doing them and you're featuring them in cool shit like in Blood and Guts, if that's what this actually is going to lead to. I don't know, I'm just saying it's not a low point for me. I actually think this has a brighter future, especially like, look, going into Royal Rumble, the only person that is predictable of winning this Royal Rumble is Rhea Ripley. If anybody else wins it, anybody else, it's a shock.
I guess we can talk about that then. But I was just going to say, I'm sure I won't be happy with anything that AEW does right now with this storyline. So, yeah. Rhea Ripley, I was thinking like the Royal Rumble, there's no clear winner. You saw that segment on Raw and you're like, Sami Zayn's going to win the Rumble. This whole buildup for the Women's Royal Rumble, nobody. Because you have Ronda, who lost her title like very suddenly, and now Charlotte's back. So there's like really no buildup, because they really didn't focus on that division at all.
Yeah.
Because of Roman. And then you have the Raw Women's Division, which has Alexa as the surprise opponent. And I really doubt she's going to beat Bianca at Royal Rumble.
So who else is going to,
no one else is being built up for the championship. Also, because in this week's case, because of Roman.
Yeah, if we're going to get to Raw, we can start talking about that. But yeah, you have Becky and Bayley just doing whatever the fuck they want to, shooting spitwads at each other over here with nobody paying attention. Like, where are you guys wasting them over here?
Okay, well, let's talk about SmackDown really quick. Not that there's a whole lot to talk about, because it's just recycled Sonya.
I am so over Sonya. And I hate that, because I like her, but I was thinking about it today. Like, in trying to come up with this AEW argument, like, really, what are we doing here? And when I drew it out further, like, Ronda Rousey was champion for so fucking ridiculously long underneath Triple H. And now we're going back to this mean girl, Sonya, like, GM, but now she has no power thing where she's still working her way into matches. Why?
Well, also, we need somebody to build up Charlotte because the people are actually, like, happy she's back. So they're riding that right now.
Yeah, which is cool. But like, if you keep
saying that. But that's why, like, who else are you going to choose from the SmackDown roster right now that isn't Sonya?
Have her fighting people and just putting on matches. She could be fighting Shotzi. She could be fighting Raquel. Not Raquel, I guess, because Raquel had that injury. Who else is even on there? She could fight Xia Li. Xia Li's been having a couple wins. She could lose. She could fight Tegan. All these people could lose to the champ and not lose momentum.
Yeah.
There's so many people on that roster. I wouldn't say Shayna either because Shayna's kind of doing her own thing. But you could get Shayna within the next couple weeks.
Shayna's like only declaring for Royal Rumble because Ronda's just gone. So that tag but like team you get prospect her
in the
is gone.
In the next couple weeks, like, I don't know. It's floundering right now. And it, like, I really hope that the Rumble does have surprises and injects some stuff into this.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, like, just thinking about it, Rhea's the only one that has a clear path to victory there or a clear build to victory.
But in what way, though?
Back.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I really can't even see Rhea winning at this point because she has been so, like, adjacent to
division. She's so powerful that she's fighting the dudes over here. So she can come in, eliminate 20.
I guess, like, she's like Dark Horse.
Right. She could eliminate the most amount of people ever in a Rumble, not just for a women's Rumble. Like, she can, I don't know what the record is. Like, let's say it's 15. She can come eliminate 20 people.
I think Charlotte and Bianca hold the record.
And they make her instantly dominant and instantly that match against Bianca, which it'll be against Bianca. Well, it could be against Charlotte, I guess, to make up for that. Like, then you have a path and you can draw out for a month who she's going to fight.
Who's she going to fight? Because Becky's going to just fight the other person, right, which makes sense too.
The future of wrestling, like, are we going to get a jumpstart of the future of wrestling in Bianca and Rhea, or are we going to get a rematch of the two generations standouts here?
So let's say Rhea winning, you have commentators that are like, oh, we forgot about how, like, dominant Rhea is because she's been hanging out with Judgment Day. That makes sense. Or Bayley wins it. Because she's been the only, like, constant since SummerSlam.
God, I wish that.
I don't see why not.
What should
Who should win it is Bayley because she deserves everything.
Yeah, totally. What would be cool is to see, like, Damage Control come in and loot all of them in there and Damage Control, like, take a few bullets for her.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after that segment.
Oh my God.
Because it was really obvious how. The digital segment, I mean, not the one on the show. How much Bayley is carrying them in that?
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that bad before, but yeah, like they would be where Tegan Nox is without her.
So
losing to Xia Li,
you know, it'd be kind of cool. I guess we can give our
Rumble
predictions a little bit later. Then let's circle back to the Bayley and Damage Control taking bullets for her in a little bit. But yeah. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, wait, didn't they lose to Xia Li? But I don't think so. It's only a couple of weeks away. I would have thought after Monday or before Monday anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So let's circle back to the beginning of Raw. Okay. Apparently, the reason why the Becky Bayley cage match was cut or because the way the segment went down was because they were short on time because that opening segment went so long.
Well, it's because the first hour was a commercial.
It was commercial free too.
Right.
But
that's
either way.
There was nowhere for them to put that match in, and for them to have made it a cage match and built it up was kind of shitty. Maybe they should have done it like the day of, like on Monday, say, this match is now a cage match. So you're not looking forward to it for a week.
Yeah.
And that's where I can say the build, like, as much as I faulted them, AEW, for not announcing Mercedes and then her having her, like, not actually be there. Like, yeah, I worked myself into a shoot. They worked us into a shoot saying there was going to be a cage match. But I don't hate how this happened at all.
Okay, so
because this is exactly what damage control needed.
So, I was going to say, let's talk about our opinion of knowing the real life situation news. Yeah, that's really shitty that they cut the match out. And because you had a lot of angry people on Twitter and a whole new hashtag was reborn. So it was first give Divas a chance. This time it was WWE Women Deserve Better. They had, it was a big old thing.
Not the hill though. If there was a different thing, yeah. Damage control has been fucking wasted for so long.
So now we're jumping back into kayfabe right now.
Story with this mini segment that happened with them, because damage control has been fucking walked over everybody. They showed up. Everybody wanted so much for them. Everybody was like, damn, this looks cool. They're a cool women's faction. And then they proceeded to get fucking beat, all three of them beat up by Becky Lynch. They proceeded to get loss after loss and look weak and run away from every single challenge.
Even though
they're
the tag team champions.
Never had their numbers expand. Everywhere where you could make a faction more intriguing, Triple H was just like, nope, we're just not going to do that with damage control. This is what's finally making them intriguing. And the fact afterwards where she's like, yeah, why am I going to do what Becky wants?
That's exactly what
I was saying when we were watching this. Yes, fuck that. Damage control shouldn't be doing what anybody wants them to do.
Yeah.
They should be beating the crap out of people and running. That's what NWO did. And that's the booking that they gave Bloodline for a little while, probably because Bayley pitched it and Roman was like,
I want it.
Had an earpiece in on that Zoom meeting while he was working out. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. That's a good idea. I actually want to do that. You can't do that, damage control. You guys will continue to get chumped out.
So yeah, if you go back to the previous week when, Becky's, she's laying it out. She's like, oh, so you won't have a problem with the cage match. And Bayley's like, yeah, no problem. No problem, because she's not going to do it.
Yeah.
And so there's a backstage interview with Damage Control and Byron. And she's basically just I wasn't going to just do what Becky told me to do. We're Damage Control. We're in control. And okay, let's go back to the segment now. The cage comes down. Bailey's yelling at each turnbuckle. It was drawn out. It really was a buildup. And Bailey's sticking her face through the corners of the fence. She's yelling at the crowd. She's
climbed up on it and was calling out people.
I thought she climbed up on it
and she was calling out people. And they actually aired her yelling at kids and stuff. She's been doing it a lot of the house shows.
Yeah.
But they actually showed her laughing in their faces and stuff.
So she really is getting everybody riled up.
It's wild that they had picture in picture. They don't have picture in picture for matching, but they'll have picture in picture for Bailey just healing out all over the place.
But was good. Because that's the other cool visual. You can't hear her. You're just seeing her with her mouth wide open. You don't know what she's saying. But you're watching. You're okay. She's really riled up. Becky comes out and she gets jumped immediately. And they just beat the crap out of her. Dakota, she locked the door.
Yeah,
but
for a second, it looked like I was going to be really, really mad again. And then sure enough, they actually finally got...
Oh, because it'd be they beat up Becky and then Becky still wins?
Right.
Because that's what I thought was going to happen first.
But yeah, because Becky actually started beating them up. And it wasn't until she got hit with the cage that I even thought even when she gets hit with the door, she's going to somehow get up from this. But no, she finally stayed down and took a beating from somebody. Thank you, Becky, for taking one beating a year from somebody and making them look good.
But the coolest camera shot was the three of them, Damage Control, scaling the cage.
That was the coolest looking thing I had seen
in a really long time. That cameraman was on it, and they were climbing so fast, and they looked like villains out of a comic movie. Yeah. Go back and watch that, or I don't know, I'll probably find a gif of it or something.
I know that segment's getting hate, and I feel it. They shouldn't have advertised it a week ahead of time, but still, that segment did everything it needed to for Damage Control to reinvigorate them and make them interesting everything that Becky has taken away from them for the last 3 weeks, because even that promo with them, two of them, in the ring last week,
Karen,
was fumbling over each other. Like, none of the stuff that they've done in this feud was good. No. Both of them have fumbled the hell out of this feud, and everybody was so stoked for it. So, like, yes, let's regroup, send them somewhere else, and then we can come back to this. Or, like, I guess they can save this feud too, and like Becky and Bayley, yeah, even at WrestleMania, if it's drawn out that far,
yeah,
if they can regroup and get back to the level that they're at, like, yeah, let's do that. But you're not going to get that where Becky's beating the shit out of three people, because it's not believable for Bayley to actually win at that point.
Yeah, and then really with this Becky Bayley feud, I really think it does need more, because they really try to like shove in a lot of backstory in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and it's not, you know, like, it's just not working. So I do think this could be a good blood feud,
mm-hmm,
if they want to keep dragging it out and not just like end it with like Becky winning Royal Rumble again or something.
Right. But like, I'm not saying I don't want to see it. I'm just saying like it's not working right now. So either,
with the way that it's being written, yeah,
make it work or separate them somehow.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be Bayley winning the Royal Rumble, because Bayley doesn't get shit.
She should win it though. It's her turn. Okay, let's.
I know.
Let's talk about NXT. What a good show this week! The women were featured prominently, and even in weird ass segments that I didn't like. Like, what's her name getting a diploma or something?
Yeah,
Tia Hale.
Yeah.
What is happening with Chase University?
I don't know.
Is it accredited?
That storyline is weird. I mean, about as much as Collins was. I don't really know how NXT is like so good when it's good and then so bad when it's bad. But it's like right, half of a really good show and half of the worst show on TV.
Wait, do you think Shawn Michaels really had anything to do with it since he was busy with Raw 30? Maybe somebody else was like...
Maybe somebody else booked the good parts. Shawn Michaels.
It's like, oh, don't worry. I got your back, man.
Shawn Michaels went home in the last hour because he was like, I'm just real tired.
Oh, I got
and
a bus.
Hurricane was like, oh, yeah, let me do it.
That's who it was.
He's like, what's up with you? He puts a sleeping powder in his... drink, and he's like, oh, don't worry about it, boss, I got it. So put on his hurricane mask and he's booking with it.
The show opened with Indy Hartwell versus Tiffany Stratton, returning, yeah, Tiffany Stratton, and damn, did Tiffany Stratton look good.
She
did not look like she had been.
I know why they released Mandy. Tiffany showed up at the performance center. They were like, all right, she's got too high a contract. We don't need that one anymore.
I mean, Tiffany Stratton's ring work has never looked better.
Yeah, that too.
Yes, she looked great.
Yeah, she was really... The match was really cool. Like, she looked really good. I don't mean to be a dude, but... Yeah.
So her and Indy... And, oh, bless Indy.
Indy got her spots. You like, you had told me too, she got chumped out to Tiffany, but like obviously Tiffany's returning. Mm-hmm. But when she came out and she was like, I'm gonna kick her butt or some shit, and then she like out of in the background of Booker T and what's his ass has a big thumbs up and cheesy smile, like it's great. And if this leads to her losing here and then showing up on Saturday, cool.
Oh right,
which
but,
I think could happen, because the rosters do need some juice.
Something.
As we were trying to name somebody that Charlotte could get easy wins against, Indy is a great person.
But yeah, friggin' Tiffany's finisher. So yeah, she did that amazing moonsault. Like, God, that was glorious. But she did like a front handspring while she had Indy on her shoulders. I don't know what move that's called.
I don't know what it's called either. But
yeah, she basically had Indy over on her shoulders and then like flipped forward to slam Indy down, and that looked cool.
She needs to get the lamp.
Yeah, yeah, because like it looked a little tight.
Well,
but...
no, like she. When she does it, she falls with them. Like, she'll flip on them and then just, like, fall forward.
Yeah.
When other people do it, the upper echelon of wrestlers, Kenny Omega, people who aren't in development, they pop and land on their feet.
Yeah.
If she could do that and then jump right onto the turnbuckle the way she did that, damn.
Yeah.
That'll be one of the
that thing is
going to
look cool.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, she's definitely, like, one to watch, obviously, like, I still want her to be a face.
Yeah, I mean, she could. Like, team her and Sol Ruka. Nobody else seems to want Sol Ruka around right now other than the internet.
Do you want to talk about Alba's match?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can get into it, but
yeah, let's do it.
There's not really anything to talk about. What I am just noticing right now is, like, somehow I worked myself into Piper's going to be her partner. And even when she wasn't, I wasn't mad because obviously they didn't announce it and it was just me working myself. But the rest of the show was so good that I don't even care that they try that they're trying to like part that Alba's being wasted in all this.
Yeah, so Alba has a handicap match against the tag team champions for the tag team championships, and I was like super ready for a handicap match. I was excited because if anybody's going to be a single tag team champ, it's going to be her. But then Sol Ruka came out and was her partner. And as much as I have enjoyed watching her matches, I was not happy to see her. So,
not at all.
Not at all. And
Piper Niven or nobody.
Where did you think where did you get Piper Niven coming to be her
partner?
Who the
hell else would be her partner?
Nobody. She was supposed to be in a handicap match.
You're not going to have a handicap match. She is obviously going to have a partner of some sort.
Yeah, her
and
bat.
It was going to be what's-her-ass, so, Isla Dawn. Then somehow they're like, oh, hey, never mind. The internet loved Sol Ruka last week, so I guess your partner was Sol Ruka.
Sol Ruka's just like, oh, they told
Sunday,
me to come out
Sol
here.
Sol Ruka's teammate. She's like, I don't know.
That's when Sean was leaving. He's like, wait a minute. Why doesn't Alba have a partner? Do we not figure this out? You go out there, Sol. So she lost the match for them, obviously.
Yeah.
And as Alba was walking out, she was just like, whatever, I'm so done with this. Like, what a joke. And then she sees Isla Dawn and she's like, speaking of jokes. And then she just like walks past her.
I wish that
And then Isla Dawn just followed her. So that was like, what?
Wish that she hadn't done. I wish she had just waved bye to her. And then I could work myself into Kaylee Ray's going to be there on Saturday. Because then I could have some fucking hope for my favorite women's wrestler who has been withering away. In the best, like, it's the best women's division, at least I think so, by a little bit. And yet somehow she's being wasted and forgotten and lost in all of this.
It's because, honestly, as much, like, as great as this division is, she's so above it. Right. She's just so, like, but she's so much bigger than this. She probably doesn't think that because she's probably this humble, like, person who's like kind and
which
nice,
is why
but
she's
like
successful in this industry.
But she is, she's just grown too big for this pond.
And like, there's good people here. All the people who are in the championship summit, Zoe, Sol, like, all those people are good. They're not at the top of this industry, which is where
Alba is.
Kaylee deserves to be.
Yeah. So. This wasn't bad.
What sucks, I think, is they lost, or they didn't lose. NBC dropped all the, is it ICW?
Oh, yeah.
So we need to find somewhere to watch all
that. Oh,
it's on
YouTube.
I think it's on YouTube still, right?
Yeah, it's on YouTube to watch good old Piper and Kaylee matches.
Yeah, all that
yeah.
stuff has gone off of the.
Off of Peacock?
Peacock. Since the network is dead now.
That's too bad. Yeah. I'm pretty sure those are on YouTube.
Yeah, if not, they rotate up on there enough to get a fix, which I need to watch one of those soon.
So after Casey, they're not called Casey Express. Do they have a tag name?
I don't.
Okay, well, Casey and Kaden, right? Or no, Katana?
Yes.
And Kaden, right?
Right.
So they won, they're all dancing and stuff. And then earlier in the show, they were talking about Kiana James
and
Fallon.
Yes.
Henley?
Not Tatum Paxley.
Yeah.
Had a match with Tatum Paxley and Diamond Mind. What's her name?
Ivy Nile. Okay, so basically they're
other
like
than Kiana James, everything related to the Brooks brothers just needs to
It's so cornballs, but you know what? I don't mind seeing Kiana James and Fallon being a tag team. What is that platform that they were standing on. Is that one just like always there?
Yeah, it's been there.
Or do they just bring it out on special occasions? Because I've only seen it like maybe three times.
No, it's always there. It's whenever they need a death spot.
Was it, oh, Gronk? Or someone similar to Gronk that hung out there
that
once?
That was something different. That was at...
It was a different football man.
Not at the Performance Center. Or that was not at the NXT...
I thought it was. Well, anyway.
Ciampa
so,
and what's his ass was there, I think, because that was during the pandemic. Gargano.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And then, yeah, a couple, Karrion, I believe, fought up there.
So that platform is like a staple.
Yeah, it's been there.
Okay. So
it's
they.
It's a structure in that facility.
It's a structure
correct.
That's. Okay, okay. It's not just like a ladder that they bring out once in a while. Yeah. So yeah, Ellen and Kiana are like, we are going to be a tag team and we're coming after you.
Yeah, that's the one that Roxanne dropped Cora off of.
Yeah, right.
Fell with Cora off of.
Other cool backstage stuff. Stevie Turner.
My new favorite women's wrestler.
She is?
No, I'm just kidding. But it like, I mean, I believe in the force. And leading into this week, I've been watching a lot of Marvel Snap streamers.
Okay.
And for her to have that like streaming gimmick and like her saying, oh, chat this and like the stream will come online soon and the stream has ended. Like all that shit was just like, they really have this down to a T. I don't know who came up with this gimmick. If it was her, like she took notes on streamers and it's like not half-assed at all. So it's cool. I mean, it's not necessarily cool, but I can buy into it. I like it. And Stevie Turner is intriguing enough for me to be stoked about her debut next week.
I'm happy to see Stevie. I think it's a little bit too fellow kids for me. So I don't relate. But I thought it was funny, her interactions with Mackenzie, who... Also, how good is Mackenzie?
Yeah, she's been so good.
She's so good. I love her voice, too. Yeah. Like her professional broadcast voice.
Right.
I wasn't trying to make fun of her. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, she's the only reason that WWE doesn't look stupid for letting Renee go.
Yeah. No,
I mean, Sarah's gotten a lot better, too, since from her automated days at first, but...
But Mackenzie is, like, self-aware now.
She has the machine learning. Patch.
She is Sunny from iRobot.
The Sarah hardware is capable of the machine learning patch. No. She can get updates, but she's not that update. The hardware just can't do it, handle it.
So, the other backstage segment with Mackenzie, she was interviewing Cora because, you know, her and Lyra Valkyria are going to have a match. And so Cora, I don't know what she was talking
about. Nobody
cares.
Nobody cares because she fumbled her lines and it wasn't even important.
But anyway, Lyra left a feather in her locker. And that was like her calling card when she was on NXT UK. Right.
And then the good part happened. Let's get to the good part.
So they're interrupting Mackenzie. They're all, Mackenzie, there's something going on in the parking lot. And Mackenzie's like, I gotta go. And like...
See half the women's roster casually out about on their evening stroll.
Hang on. This was set up like, okay, the Full Sail students that filmed this show probably got like their lesson in long takes because this was like the opening of A Touch of Evil. If you go back and watch, you can just YouTube it. Touch of Evil opening scene. It's like a very long track shot. And that's what this was in the NXT parking lot right by their apartments or whatever. It was very nicely choreographed. I can't remember which group of women were walking across the parking lot.
All of them.
Wendy Chu was driving out in a car. Tiffany was leaving in a car too, I think. Lash Legend was just like
posing,
strutting like off to some door. Zoe was just leaving.
Yeah.
And Nikita Lyons was
in,
on the floor.
Elektra and what's her ass were still talking for some reason.
But yeah, Nikita Lyons is on the ground.
Just screaming.
While everybody's just moving around her.
Good it's on almost as if all the male population of Twitter didn't exist. Because nobody paid attention to Nikita Lyons for the entire first part of that segment.
Indy and Lyra go over to Nikita to be like, oh my God, what happened? And like, good on Indy for calling everybody out. Like, really? Nobody's helping her? Like, nobody's
standing around?
You're just standing around. No, they're not standing around and watching.
No, I think she said, oh, you're all just walking around? Like, nothing. This is what she said or something like that. Oh, man. It was.
Well,
it's funny
Indy.
That it happened. And it's funnier to point it out. Indy needs to be in damage control, damn it.
I could watch that, just that little parking lot clip over and over again, because it's just so funny the way everybody's just like not paying attention at all to Nikita.
Could
Lyons.
Not be bothered. I read somewhere that was like, it's almost as if Nikita's like that dramatic bitch that everybody's just like, oh, not her again. And I was like, that would be amazing if that was kayfabe. I would want that to be kayfabe so bad.
That makes sense.
They've all just had enough with Nikita. Lyra's only been here for a couple weeks. She thinks everybody's nice. And Indy came back just last week too, so
she doesn't realize that Nikita's already gone to the hospital like 5 times because like she lost her bag.
Because her foot hurt. They called the ambulance because it was strained. Which is mean because she actually is injured and this is her second injury in her very short career. So,
oh man,
I guess get well better.
But oh yeah,
get
so
well soon, but stop fighting gravity and physics. Like,
don't
wrestle in slow motion.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I assumed that she maybe got hit with the car. Like, we don't even know why she was on the ground.
She's just walking and tore her ACL. She was walking in slow motion. She was practicing her slow motion wrestling in her walk to the car. Her slow motion jump kicks. And she is like, she was demonstrating a slow motion jump kick for Zoe. And her ACL blew out. And Zoe's like, oh, fuck, I'm getting out of here. Everybody thought it was me, so I'm just going to slowly walk that way.
No, Nikita is an actual Karen. Somebody like took her parking spot and she wouldn't move out of the way.
She started crying.
And so like Tiffany bumped her with her car. And then she threw herself on the floor with because she is that dramatic. Oh, I don't want to know what happened to Nikita because I like all these other scenarios
don't need her back either.
Oh, she's coming out at the Royal Rumble. She's coming out number one.
Gonna have the hour long spot.
Okay.
So many slow kicks in that time. Actually, not really, because they're in slow motion, so there'll be less kicks than most people.
Well, we're not gonna talk about Royal Rumble predictions yet because we have to talk about JC and Gigi. So
and Roxanne was there.
And Roxanne was there. Toxic Attraction. are in a fight. And so this, because we didn't talk about it last week. So last week, JC accidentally kicked Gigi.
Accident.
Right. Well, and as JC said, like everybody calls it an accident, I call it an awakening. JC's like, I've carried Gigi too long. Like,
opposite, but go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I'll let you cook. You're cooking. Clearly
like,
you're cooking now, but go ahead.
Mackenzie's like, I can fact check this, and I'm like really good at remembering She's everything because like, that's my job, but no.
Journalist in me wants to say, you're full of shit. You're good now. Not so much when you guys first started.
But yeah, so JC's going on about how, yeah, like, just a matter of time. Like, JC's the star. She's the one that's been carrying Toxic Attraction this whole time. And Gigi, what did she say about Gigi? I can't remember exactly, but I just remember Gigi's retort of, JC's just a bad person. Plain and simple. She's just mean. And so Gigi is also giving her backstage, like, yeah, we're not like partners anymore. And I can't believe JC's so like mean and evil and blah. And so they're going to have their championship summit. It's going to be Gigi, JC, Roxanne, because they're going to have a triple threat match. And so Booker T's in charge of it, which is already unfair because we all know he has a bias towards Roxanne Perez. Good on him for trying to pronounce her last name.
Not like Honky Mouth McGee across the table from him.
Oh, who couldn't say Valentina's last name?
Didn't even try. I'm going to say a completely different last name. This is his
name. Yeah, what were they? He was called Ferrois?
Ferrois.
Ferrois. Sferos, no. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's no Y in there, homie.
Pharaohs, Ferraz.
People put two E's instead of an I in Ramirez? No.
Also, Valentina and Electra Lopez could not care. Yeah.
We could never have them on TV again and probably not skip a beat, guys.
Love Wendy Chu. She deserves to move up to the main roster and be brand new character when it happens.
I hope so bad it's a new character when she happens. Because she deserves to be taken seriously and have like serious stuff. And like, she's had her fun with Wendy Chu.
With Wendy Chu. Right.
Like, we had her mystic bullshit with Tien Sha. Like,
but this
and
can't
all
be
that
her
stuff
persona
was cool,
forever.
But,
right. No. Like, no.
She could come out and be a like whatever Xia Li is trying to do right now, and I'd be much more interested in that than what's the way Xia Li is portrayed.
Wendy's just,
she could sell it better. She's just so cool.
Wendy's an artiste.
Yeah, she's
like,
she's
just
really
you
good.
Can just tell she has like that mind, right?
Right.
Okay, and she's just also good in the ring. So
yeah, and it was the stupid like sleeping elbow or crossbody that she did across the ropes, and I was just like, man, she makes everything work.
Yeah,
she needs something like that she can really be taken seriously on, and that's why I hope she gets a rebrand
whenever she does move up, and it
should be soon.
Okay, so back to the summit, Booker T, bias party. So
toxic attraction,
toxic
great.
Attraction, great.
Roxanne.
There.
We'll be great on Saturday when it's actually wrestling is the medium and not promos.
She's so sweet,
she's
but yeah.
So 21 or however old she is. Like,
she's just not super.
Go back and watch Rey Mysterio when he was 21.
No, go back and watch this championship summit and look at how JC and Gigi are playing. Like, okay.
Well,
they
saying,
already
like,
have the advantage
people...
of being able to play off of each other.
Right.
And even like, because this kind of seemed very natural.
Yeah.
I don't know how if they practiced it or what, but it was great. So JC's like calling out Gigi's saying that she's she's just not as good, and she's all like,
that was where it did get a little repetitive, and I feel like if they had to be a longer back and forth, like JC can't come up with stuff as quick. Like, I feel like she hit all the stuff that she had rehearsed, and then when it was more on her feet, she was like starting to repeat lines, which is a lot of what you see in people who aren't that good but are thought to be really good, like Roman Reigns. So it's like she could still use a little work on thinking on her feet, and I feel like JC did a little bit of thinking on her feet there, but they were
About Gigi?
No. Gigi did a little better thinking on her feet. JC was starting to recycle lines over and over again, but
I can't remember which ones she said
again. She was just saying again, like, I care, like, I was toxic attraction. Like, she's just hitting that same note over again.
Also, man, they didn't need Mandy at all.
Like a month after.
If we knew who really carried toxic attraction, it's these two.
Well, like, it was Gigi at first, and then JC got up to her level, and we were like, yeah, we don't even need this person these two titles and beating Michael and all these people that she shouldn't be.
Well, anyway, Gigi's funny. Like, she's just funny and
really
clever.
Yeah.
So like, her whole deal with JC was just like, yeah, like, you're everyone thinks like or sees this person who's so confident and cool and yeah, like, I'm JC, but like, backstage you're just insecure, you're the most insecure person I've ever met. And then she like, I thought she was like calling her out, gonna call her out for like something really like catty. But no, she's just like, yeah, this gross ass throws up in front of, like,
Demi throws up in the
backstage. She has her own bucket.
That was funny. I did not expect it to go there at all. That's why it was great, I think. I really want to see more Gigi character and promos. I kind of want them to win, but I don't think that they should,
so
to be honest.
They're going back and forth, and Roxanne's like, hey, like, I thought this was going to be a handicap match. I think we're going to get a real, like, triple threat here. So then JC and Gigi start arguing again, and like they're going at it, but then they like stop and they stare at each other and they smile. They knock freaking Roxanne's head on the table.
And then put her through it.
I don't want to see Roxanne get hurt, but I sure as hell like popped for that one right there. That was so good. Yeah. The whole build up to it. And then they put Roxanne through the table, then held up her belt. And they're like, we're going to be co-champions. Toxic Attraction is the women's champ. And you know what? I'm cool with it.
I don't think it should happen. And I really think that the better money storyline is them fighting and having like a long-term rivalry against each other.
Yeah.
And obviously, Roxanne is like top three of my favorite wrestlers right now. So
I don't think it's going to happen.
Lose the belt. And yeah, like that's, it's wild to think that. It's going to kind of be flipped from this where and Roxanne was there is going to be Roxanne made them look amazing. Not necessarily like on her own because they're obviously great, but Roxanne is as the level, the separation between them to her in promos is her to them in the ring.
Yeah. And it's going to be a good match.
Excited. For
it's going to, I think it's going to be really good. One, because it's JC and Gigi who are so comfortable with each other. Mm-hmm. And I bet you they're all like, they're going to look great together. And then you have Roxanne, who's then, like just bringing it like up a level. It's going to be good.
Yeah, she'll
I'm
bring the,
so
the
excited for
ring
that.
Work up a level. And then also like the storyline between the three of them.
Yeah.
Like them, their two internal dynamic in that. Like, was it a setup or were like that? Is there actually still tension? Which one of them is going to go for the pin and then get pulled off by the other? And how is this going to happen? And I really don't think they're going to be co-champions. I think Roxanne's going to hold it and we're going to have Toxic Attraction break down here.
I think we're going to have Toxic Attraction up as a tag team.
I don't think so.
They should anyway.
Because they, I mean, that show's on Saturday, not this Saturday.
No, I mean,
you're just talking about
afterwards. Yeah, we'll just see. In general. But
are they going to do, if they're going to do the draft, usually that happens after Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah, that's if they even like stick with that idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they're gonna do it.
But yeah, that was the other thing I wanted to bring up too during like the summit was just like the facial reactions that JC and Gigi were giving. Yeah. They
are so freaking good. It sets them apart. Like that's what sets people apart, and that's what shows that they're better. Like they're ready for the main roster.
Yeah, definitely.
Their ring work has showed it over and over again for the last few months. And like just little things like little stuff that they do like that, that people on the main roster don't do, like your SmackDown Women's Champion for the last 3 months prior to Charlotte and whatever. I don't have to name drop other people, but they do little stuff like that that just adds that touch of authenticity and brings more to their characters.
I think if you bring them up as a tag team, put them in Damage Control because they definitely fit the Damage Control lifestyle and they'd be the ones to topple Bayley and be like, you guys, we could be so much better as a foursome. We just got to get rid of this old ass.
Well, see, that's why they shouldn't have done that with the Judgment Day because, yeah, you could do that and have Indy and then have Damage Control be the like force that they should be with all five of them. And then have Bayley resolve to break them apart. And instead of being like an old broken man who's just going to keep getting broken the way Edge was, she could actually break them apart.
And,
like,
and that's the end of Damage Control.
Each individual one. And then, yeah, they'll all like individually become themselves again.
Control, Alt, Delete. Okay, so let's talk about our Royal Rumble predictions. Do you think Damage Control is going to show up? Let's talk about surprise entrance. Because we don't know everybody.
They wouldn't be
because
surprises.
They haven't been like promoting this women's Royal Rumble at all.
They all got to be in there. Like there will be a point where all three of them are in there. It's one of my predictions.
You're talking about
Damage Control.
Oh, I was talking about Toxic Attraction.
Oh, Toxic Attraction is not coming out.
You don't think they're going to come out at Royal Rumble?
No.
Mm, okay. There's like rumors that they might not be bringing back a lot of like legends.
They don't need to.
They don't need to. They can have like the couple of spots.
The ones they need to bring back, in my opinion, are Mickey to rectify and Beth Phoenix because Beth Phoenix needs to get wrecked by Rhea on her road to WrestleMania.
Or get revenge against Rhea.
Nope. Rhea's gonna win. She's gonna go into WrestleMania. She needs to win from Royal Rumble to the rest to WrestleMania.
But I really do hope we see Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we should get Molly Holly just because we should get her every year.
Those are the three that I want to see. Everybody else, sorry, not this year.
We got sorry, Natalia.
Coming up. Yeah. Watch.
She's somehow still active.
Somehow Natalia is going to get her and her sister slots on there, and we're not going to get people like Mickey or anybody good. I really hope to see Murder Clown Asuka.
That's the surprise entry or return I was thinking of was going to be Asuka.
Yeah. Like, she's only been gone for a month or so, maybe even less.
Do we know why she's gone? Just taking a break?
Yeah, I think it's just a rebrand, really. Oh. Like, she's probably just a couple weeks to figure something else, like, to figure out an angle with her.
That'd be cool to have her and Rhea go to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it's, like, clown, see, murder that's clown
what, that's
Asuka.
What sucks about that, though, is, like, if it is murder clown Asuka, and she doesn't win against Rhea if you put her against that. Like, if that's the case, then I want her to win.
You
can't have her lose to Rhea, get sent out, and then have her lose to Rhea, like, again after leveling up that way. It'd just be, like, delivery packages where she kept coming back and then get losing because it's Liv. Like, we're not gonna live out Asuka, even though if anybody could survive it, it's probably her. Like, no,
nah,
we're not gonna do that.
That doesn't need to happen.
We've already wasted the last month of not seeing her. We need Asuka back.
I think we're gonna get Piper back.
I hope so, but
I don't know if it's Piper or Dewdrop, but I think we're getting her back.
I don't think so, but I actually, the only one that would make me pop harder than her if she actually does come back, because that'd be so unexpected, would be Jay White. Like,
we're talking about ladies.
No, we're talking about ladies, but I'm saying that's how, like, high a level. It'd have to be somebody coming from another promotion, contractually obligated to another promotion, showing up in WWE to pop me harder than Dewdrop unexpectedly. I don't think she's coming, but I would be super excited for her. I do think we're going to get the debut of Chelsea Green.
Re-debut. Did she come up at SmackDown?
She was on the main roster.
She was on SmackDown. Yeah.
Well, we'll get the return of Chelsea Green.
The return of Chelsea Green. I'm trying to think of somebody else that we haven't seen in a bit. I don't know. I think Alba.
We're going to get Lacey, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Lacey's probably going to show up, but I don't think it's it's going to be like, oh, cool, Lacey's music. It'd be cool to see some of the, like, if we're going to bring back anybody that, like, not legends, but, like, bring Michael.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I just annoyed myself. Like, all the efforts that Steph did for, like, charities and stuff like that, and then to have a shit ass like Lacey go say stupid shit that she's saying,
yeah,
and then still allow her platform and then still, like, give her weekly segments.
Sure. Yeah.
It just shows, like, there's a reason she left this company. She's gonna go to a different company and, like, take that
promotion.
Company to a whole, not even, even if it's not a promotion, like, if she just does branding for another company, she will make that company a whole bunch of money because she knows what she's doing. And she wouldn't continue to push a shit ass like that.
Can you imagine if Stephanie was like, I'll just start my own promotion, and then she takes Mercedes.
Hire Stephanie McMahon, Freddie Prinze Jr. Bring
me
in.
Can't afford her.
Bring me in. Like, no, she would buy his little promotion out,
oh,
and then they could write it together. That's like, I mean, I know he has the financial backing, but she's got plenty of it too. And then that lessens the burden on him. They could do it together, and he could take the dudes, she could take the women, they could figure it out.
I don't know. I still think she's coming back later at some point. But imagine if Stephanie comes out at Royal Rumble. She's an entrant. That'd be great.
Her and Shane.
Okay.
That's how we'll know Vince is back.
Damage control, taking bullets for Bayley. When you said that, I was thinking, like, that would be a way for Bayley to win it. For her little minions to, like, lay their bodies down for her so that way they can prop her up for, like, right, championship. I would love to see that happen because I know, well, actually, I don't think that would, like, upset anybody if Bayley won. I don't think they would care how she won.
No.
No.
But she's not as the heel. I think it would be cool if just sitting here thinking about it, we have three damage control entrants. Like, we hear the chants, yeah, and then all they come out each single time. And then we hear a fourth one. I'm like, what the fuck? Who else is it? And it's indie, or it's like somebody cool. Oh, shit. I guess they're in damage control if they're coming out with this music. Yeah. But like, that would be a cool surprise, I think, that you could do for a debut or a return. A debut. Or something
and
like
it would
that.
Make.
And it would give, like, it would benefit everybody. It's like, it benefit damage control, benefit them, and like also give the fans, like, a what the hell moment until you finally see who's coming out and then it's their new member.
Oh, yeah. I think I would, I know a way to like get Bailey the heat if she were to win. So you have like whoever the last of damage control are, they knock everybody out. And let's say it's like Indy. So you have Indy, you have Dakota, you have EO. And then like for good measure, Candace, you have Candace turn and they're each at like a rope and they all just like flip over at the same time. And they're just like, Bailey, Bailey. And everybody's like, boo.
Yeah, that'd be cool. The finger poke of doom.
Like, just for the way to it just end like that.
But the thing is, like, the thing that sucks about WWE being so Roman focused right now is that's not going to happen because they're going to be the first show. Or they're going to be the first match and they're going to kick off the show. So, whatever, like, that's why the ending of it has to be so predictable that everybody can just be like, awesome, that match was cool, that winner was obvious, let's move on to the rest of the shows, so that the Royal Rumble can be Sammy or Cody or whoever, like the millions of people who actually have a prospect of winning this, Seth Rollins can actually, like, then we can have the intrigue of that match where it's like, why are you doing that shit? Women can have better storylines.
Well, that's what I say. Like, I think that would be a way to top it, is make it more memorable by having like a shitty ass finish.
And
like
that's why you wouldn't do. Like, that's why you wouldn't do it, and you wouldn't. You can't set up the rest of your card to fail that way with them being the first match.
That's the thing, though, is I don't think they would think that would be successful. They'd be like, everybody's gonna hate that. All right, whatever.
Well, that's why. That's not the way that you kick off a show. That's not the way you end the first match on a card. That's the way you end the last match on a card. So you have people throwing shit and booing and pissed, and you get like the Miz reaction girl and the shots where like they're throwing shit at NWO. That's the kind of closing shot you get. But with the closing shot, this for this being Rock or Cody or Sammy, or like Sammy's confused, oh shit, I'm gonna die face, or Cody pointing at the WrestleMania sign, or Seth Rollins like being serenaded by everybody. With getting one, that shot is gonna be the shot that they're going for here, and it doesn't have
Bailey
to be.
And Bailey would ruin that for everybody.
Exactly.
Bailey, like, would ruin that for Roman's division.
Right, like for Roman's company at this point. It's so, like, I'm so glad that it seems like we're coming to an end with this bloodline feud, because yes, the rest of the company can now flourish because we're done with this fucking championship. At least I hope so. God, I hope he does. He's going to keep it for another fucking year. And then we're going to get all the women pushed to the front of the cards again, and no surprise finishes because Roman Reigns won't allow it. Real fan.
Roman Reigns wins the Women's Royal Rumble somehow.
Royal Reigns wins the Women's Royal Rumble and the Men's Royal Rumble. Money in the Bank and Elimination Chamber. No, they'll give Solo. So
Solo can win Elimination Chamber.
Because Roman will be tired at that point.
Can't he even help out his sister Tamina, huh? That's not his sister, huh? It's his cousin.
It's his cousin.
Can't even help out his cousin Tamina. I don't know. Yeah, they wouldn't even let her in the bloodline. What the hell?
You think Naomi's coming back?
Oh, yeah. I do think.
I haven't seen anybody floating that, actually.
I do think she is.
I don't, but I'm just thinking about it. The complete lack of, 2 days out, the complete lack of anybody floating Naomi coming back. If she comes back, I think it'll be a cool surprise then. So if she does, like, cool, everybody will be super stoked for it, as opposed to them expecting her and then not doing it. So
but
maybe
I don't think anybody's really, like, calling it. Yeah.
I don't think anybody's really clamoring for it either.
What do you think about if, like, Mercedes were to come in? That would be crazy.
I would shit. I would just walk. That's how you'll know. I was true, because I'll just walk to the other room and come back a couple minutes later.
You come back like very ashamed.
Very, yes. Don't look at me.
As most people would around Mercedes, right? Okay, so I think we got our predictions in for the Rumble. Because, well, do we even know who's going to win?
It's Rhea.
I'm going to say Bailey. Asuka. Bailey. Alexa versus Bianca.
All right, I'll give you the winner and a dark horse, and it's Rhea and Asuka.
I'm going to say Rhea and Bailey.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so between Alexa and Bianca,
yeah.
I'm going to say Alexa. I feel like they're already torturing us with the way that they're booking this women's division, that they just want to make people more upset right now. So I'm going to say Alexa.
I think so. Especially with, like, she finally got it had been a couple weeks before Bianca got, like, a huge pop.
Mm-hmm.
And this week she got it. And.
Well, she's been gone. She's been doing promo.
Again, there's no money match between Rhea. There's no intrigue between Rhea. Floating. Who am I going to fight, Alexa or Charlotte? It's going to be Charlotte. Like, there's no history. There's no reason why she would fight Alexa. So
True.
Against Bianca is the money match for WrestleMania.
Unless
for,
Rhea doesn't win.
And for the future of wrestling. So I don't think it's going to be... I don't think Alexa's going to win.
Is Charlotte
really
even wrestling?
I think Alexa's going to get more involved in the Bray Wyatt stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Royal Rumble prediction. I think the Fiend's coming back.
That whole storyline is getting pretty cool, yeah. Too. It's finally paying off, right? but is there a match between Charlotte and Sonya?
I don't know if it's at the Royal Rumble. It might be on SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Well.
But there is. She did get her to get another, to do another match with her. But I think it's SmackDown and not the Royal Rumble.
So that's still happening.
Either way, why? We already talked about that.
All right. Well, I guess those are our predictions then. I'm excited. Royal Rumble is my favorite time of the year.
I'm getting more excited and will just continue to work myself until I shoot all over the place on Saturday when nobody... that I wanted to show up, shows up.
Nobody shows up, and nobody that you wants to win wins. Liv wins.
Yep. Liv wins. Roman wins. And I quit being a WWE fan.
Well,
that's not going to happen.
We'll find out next week when we recap the Royal Rumble. But until then, go watch some more women's wrestling.
If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.